The vote came at the end of an epic, nearly six-hour meeting. Hundreds of people packed the Santa Rosa City Council chambers, waiting for a chance to comment before the Planning Commission. Many supporters wore bright yellow t-shirts which read, "Say Yes to Dreams." Several opposers had their own signs, which read, "Bennett Valley Citizens, Citizens Unite." At issue was the proposed Dream Center, a project of the nonprofit Social Advocates for Youth, or SAY. SAY's executive director, Matt Martin, says the center will play a critical role for many of the local children and young adults who are at a difficult place in life.
Whether they're coming out of foster care or maybe they were never in the system but were homeless, at-risk youth who need help, particularly with affordable housing. This will add up to 63 beds of long-term affordable housing, as well as short-term housing for emergency services and shelter, particularly for that population. So it's huge because over the last 6 years, we've seen a rising tide of homeless youth.
Like other demographics, young people were severely hit by the financial crash of 2008. Before then, the county had an estimated 250 homeless youth, and it's been climbing steeply since then.
Just in 2013, we counted over 1,100 homeless youth. As a community, we're standing at a precipice of a potential lost generation.
If approved, SAY will convert the campus of the old, currently vacant Warwick Hospital into a residential facility and emergency shelter. But despite SAY's lofty goals, many Bennett Valley residents remain concerned. Several who spoke at last night's hearing were worried the presence of so many young people would make the neighborhood more dangerous. Some fretted over the increased noise and traffic along Hohen Avenue and Summerfield Road. Many demanded a thorough environmental impact review or a study of what the socioeconomic effects of the project might be. However, a preliminary report found that the impacts of noise, traffic, and air quality would not be significant and did not warrant a more intensive study. SAY supporters such as Pam Miller attributed the worries to the stigma of being homeless or in foster care.
The stigma that's associated with being a foster child is ridiculous. It needs to stop.
Miller, a longtime Santa Rosa resident, benefited from SAY services herself as a teenager in the 70s. Back then, she was in and out of foster care and at times homeless.
I felt horrible about myself and I wasn't going to get anywhere in life. Social Advocates for Youth saved my life. And to this day, I'm grateful for what they did for me and for the tools they gave me to make it in life. I was 27 when I bought my house, and I was 30 when I started my business. I still have the house. I still have the business.
Being someone who's lived in the homeless shelter, I've seen that most of the shelters are for families or favor women, not so much of the young people that SAY is trying to focus on. And if I put myself in that position, I would think that it would be really hard to be able to get out of being homeless without such support as SAY is offering for those who desperately need it.
Martin Hamilton is a 16-year-old living in Santa Rosa.
By having this, you're preventing so many future drug addicts and or gang members. The whole SAY can prevent so much bad things in our society. It'll help you learn how to live a lifestyle that would benefit you the most and give you these life skills that make you the better person that you should and can be.
Following its approval by the Planning Commission, SAY's proposition will next be considered by the City Council in the coming months. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.